It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idsty.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Every summer brings deaths from heat stroke. As many as 70,000 Europeans died during a record-breaking heat wave 4 summers ago. And scientists predict severe heat waves will occur more often as the world gets warmer. Today in Climate Connections, NPR's year-long series with National Geographic, we look at how people cope with rising temperatures. NPR's Richard Knox traveled to a hot place, Phoenix, Arizona, which is even hotter this summer. Yesterday, the temperature there topped 110 degrees, and that was the 24th time since summer began. Another 4 days like that, and it will break the all-time record.
It's 6:47 a.m. in Phoenix, and it's already hot.
It is 92 degrees as you're waking up this morning.
Phoenix is the hottest city in the country, and this may be its hottest summer ever.
So keep that in mind. Get all your outdoor activities done early this morning, even though it's already 92 degrees.
People here take the danger of heat waves very seriously.
Today I got cold water.
Esther Trevino packs up her car with hats, sunscreen, and bottles of ice water. She and L.J. Reynolds minister to the homeless through a city program. So on days like this, they head out early to the streets.
Hi. You surviving this awful heat?
It's 9 o'clock now, and the thermometer already reads 99. It's going to get much hotter. This is the 22nd day this summer. The mercury will hit 110 degrees or more. That's double the number of super hot days Phoenix usually has. Esther and LJ spot a young guy on a busy street corner in the blazing sun. He's in a wheelchair.
Here's this man. He's been homeless. We have to stop and leave him water in that.
Sure.
He says his name is Jay, and he's in his 30s. He lost his legs in a construction accident.
Okay. Got to find a place out of the sun. It's pretty hot there.
Oh, I know. That's why I was going to go try to find some shade.
That's not easy. Homeless people aren't allowed in parks. They get kicked out of shopping malls. They're highly vulnerable to heat stroke, as Phoenix has learned over the past year.
But we lost several people. What was it, 40 people that 1 year that died out here in the heat, homeless people, right out on the sidewalks of Phoenix.
LJ gives Jay a free bus ticket so he can get to an air-conditioned homeless shelter.
Okay, let me go ahead and give you another water because you're right out here in the middle of it. Here, do put the sunscreen on. It'll make a difference for you.
All right, well, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Okay.
The heat is more brutal these days because there are more days like this one when the temperature never gets below 90 degrees. Tony Haffer of the National Weather Service says that's because of what humans are doing to the local climate.
If we look at trends over the last several decades, there's absolutely no question the minimum temperatures have been rising significantly as the city has expanded.
The temperatures don't drop because Phoenix creates its own heat. In fact, Phoenix is a classic example of what's called an urban heat island. All its asphalt and buildings soak up the sun's heat all day long and radiate it during the night. So people get no respite. And it means the next day gets off to a hotter start, so temperatures are even higher in the afternoon. And it's only going to get worse. All over town, construction workers are putting up more buildings. At 1:30, the thermometer reads 110. Most of the workers at this construction site are knocking off for the day.
People start quitting between now and 3 o'clock. They start at 5.
Yeah. And that's because of the heat?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bill Oakland runs Oakland Construction. Heat has a big impact on how he runs his company.
The guys don't want to work overtime, you know, and right now there's a labor shortage in town, but it's really hard to ask for much overtime when you got these kind of weather conditions. It's just a full week is tough enough on them.
By 4 p.m., the construction site's quiet and the temperature's now 113, today's high. Amazingly, humans do adapt to this kind of blast furnace heat within limits. Live in heat like this for just a few weeks, and your body undergoes some remarkable changes. New research shows that your cells begin making chemicals called heat shock proteins. The proteins stop cells from killing themselves, the usual response to injury. But if you live in places where heat waves are uncommon, or spend a lot of time in air-conditioned rooms, your cells don't make as much heat shock protein when you are exposed to high temperatures. Dr. Sam Keim of the University of Arizona says heat touches off other changes in your body.
That process includes increasing the amount of sweat, and even changing the composition of the sweat itself so that you conserve salt and don't lose as much salt.
Conserve salt and you help prevent dehydration. That's key. In hot weather, your entire body acts just like a big car radiator. Blood vessels near the skin open up to get rid of heat. Sweat cools the skin. But if you sweat too much, your blood volume drops. Even a 1% drop forces the heart to pump faster and harder. That's bad news for people with heart disease. And if your body's radiator can't shed heat fast enough, Sam Kine says that's very bad news for the brain.
People begin to have bizarre behavior. They're not thinking straight. So there's a direct effect of heat on brain function.
So people edging into heat stroke don't do what they should to protect themselves, like drink water or get out of the sun. And if core temperature reaches 106, then everything begins to fall apart. The heart begins to fail, kidneys shut down, blood clots form all over the body, and the brain slips into a coma. That's happening to hundreds of people this summer in southern Arizona. Most of them are Mexicans who slipped across the border and tried to cross miles of desert. Kime says on days when the temperature hits 105, there's a 50-50 chance that one or more of these border crossers will die of heat stroke.
This is the most lethal disease occurring in Arizona today.
Most of the victims end up in a morgue in Tucson.
This is where people are brought in, logged in.
Bruce Parks is Pima County's chief medical examiner. Heat victims are toted up on white erase boards next to the cooler's massive steel door.
The numbers with orange writing are border crossers. And you can see that a few of these boxes have multiple numbers in the box, and that tells us that the individuals that are in those spaces are skeletal.
These coolers contain dozens more heat victims than they did this time last year. In the past 24 hours, six more bodies were brought in.
We're actually in the midst of perhaps the worst year we've ever had.
And really, nobody knows how often heat kills. Bodies are often found days later. No one can tell what the temperature was at the time of death.
I think we probably undercall heat-related deaths, and it's happening more frequently than we know.
One thing experts do know, heat deaths are preventable. Health officials just have to identify who's vulnerable, make sure they get plenty of water, and get them to cooling centers when severe heat waves happen. As the planet warms and cities continue to grow, experts say we can expect more killing heat waves, even in northern cities. Richard Knox, NPR News.
And you can read more about why heat deaths are undercounted at npr.org/climateconnections.